But a lot of times I don't like much music other than rock. I like rock music. You probably know if you listen to the show. So several times you pull into practice and it's different variations of hip hop or, you know, rap music. And I don't hear rock as much as I'd like to. So I pull in and they got the speakers going in the parking lot. And it's like 80s rock. It's AC/DC going. And I'm just like, yeah, here we go. So that was fun today. There's just so much going on. All these pro days happening left and right. It was cool to get out to CSUs. I know Wyoming, of course, they have some guys that, well, certainly one guy is going to be playing at that next level. Joining me now, Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com. Cody, my man, I have so many things that I got to talk to you about. I don't even know where to begin. How are you, my friend?
It's busy, man. It just never ends.
When do you get an off season? I mean, for you personally, you're on this beat all the time, and this is like basketball's over, football. I know spring football's starting, but I mean, I'm wondering when do you get a break, my man?
Well, if you hear a baby goat in the background, that's my 4-month-old daughter screaming at the top of her lungs. But allegedly, I'm going to get some paternity leave in May. So
okay.
We'll see.
All right. Well, hang in there, man. You're getting close. I love it. What's your little one's name? I don't think I've asked you that yet, Cody.
Her name's Holland Kennedy.
Kennedy.
She is a handful and very, very unexpected, Brady. Very unexpected.
Oh, man. Well, you have your hands full, my man. I got a 4-year-old, and I never know what's going to happen. I mean, he's now busting out of his room and just walks in wherever he wants, you know, to our room at night. And here he is, looks around, doesn't really like what's happening there. So he turns around, leaves, goes back to bed. So it's like, what is happening here, man? I don't even run my house anymore. A 4-year-old runs it.
Yeah, I hear the walking stuff's going to be a lot of fun. So they keep saying it gets better and enjoy these moments. And, yeah.
Hey, it's,
yeah, I'm trying.
It's so much fun, I'll tell you, man. But yes, there's times like we still use a monitor because you just never know. So we look at the monitor, we're like, he's not in his room anymore. Where is he? It's like a scary movie. And then you look up and he's right there. He's holding up his water cup. He's like, water. Like, dude, okay. And then he doesn't even drink it. You give him the water. He takes it. He sets it down. He looks at you and goes, good night. And it's like, was that just an anticipatory order there? What was that? You know?
That's exactly what that was.
Hey, he knows he's going to need it in the middle of the night. You know, most of us don't think that far ahead. So I'm amazed. Cody, okay, let's get to this first. Well, Jeff Linder, sounds like he's going to stick around for a while. We get an extension done. We kind of saw this. We thought they'd at least try, and I know the big concern you and I've talked about was both Nico Medved and Jeff Linder, and Nico gets his big contract extension. Talk to us about some of the details surrounding the new contract for Jeff.
Yeah, so it's bumping up. His base salary was about $225 last year, and then, you know, that also includes a couple $100,000 from the Cowboy Jail Club and other incentives. So, you know, he ended up getting about a couple $100,000 raise. And, 5-year deal and a lot of incentive-based stuff, Brady. And some of those incentives when we first saw him when he got here were laughable. You know, 10,000 in the stands. Yeah, right. And, 20 wins, give me a break. NCAA tournament appearance, come on. So a lot of that stuff. And Linder made some nice coin actually accomplishing those things this year.
Yeah.
So I'm just so impressed with him. And I know I talked to Tom Berman when we were in Dayton and the athletic director, of course, and he's like, I said, when is this deal going to get done? And he said, man, we are trying. We are doing anything we can to get him locked up. So I'm glad to see they did it. And like CSU, Cowboys protected themselves a little bit on the back end as well. If they would have lost Linder last year, they basically would have just flat lost him in a lot of ways. So, both these schools are now protected if they go on to other places.
So, the narrative with Medved here was, hey, I went from thinking he'd be gone in a year or two to, okay, I can see him sticking around reasonably, you know, for 5 to 6 more years. I could really see that with the amount of money. What does this tell you about Linder? Obviously, not going anywhere going into next season. Does this give you more peace of mind that he might be there for a little bit of a longer haul?
God, Brady, it's so hard to say this day and age. I mean, you don't even know if the starting center is going to be here tomorrow, you know?
Right.
And we never worried about that before. But in Wyoming, it's just a matter. It's just, you know, like death and taxes, your coach leaves. And that's what everybody, you know, people who are my age and older are still gun shy, even though the Cowboy football program hasn't lost a coach since 1999. And the basketball program hasn't lost a coach to success since 1998, but there were so many before that made it stepping stone U that people are still gun shy about the whole thing. And that's honestly from afar what you look at, and you would see Sonny Lubick and you'd see Fisher DeBerry and you'd be like, damn, I mean, look at the stability in those two programs. It's just, it's incredible, and it doesn't happen at mid-majors often. So, you know, I that's why I always hope CSU fans really realize what they had in Sonny.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's hard to find those kind of coaches that are great and that could potentially go almost anywhere, but they really like their environment, and maybe there's less pressure, and they can almost become a king. I mean, Jeff Linder sticks around long enough and finds more success. He's going to be treated like a king around there. So I do look at that aspect. Same with Nico Medved. It's like you can run the area. You will be beloved anywhere you go. You won't have to pay for a meal if you don't want to.
Yeah, exactly. And what's weird, I mean, to show you how many coaches came and went in Wyoming football history, Craig Bohl is entering year 9 right now, which is the longest tenured coach of all time. One more year now than Lloyd Eaton did in the 60s. So, and Lloyd Eaton kind of, you know, cashed his own way out of town with the whole Black 14 scandal. But either way, I mean, Craig's been here that long, and that's just unheard of around here. So it's good to see. But, you know, obviously the winning needs to start as well.
Now, and obviously we've talked about this before too, but it's happening all over the country. Transfers left and right, and you know it kind of continues to happen there. We're just not shocked when we see it. But again, I think I asked you a while ago, is there a reason for fans to be panicking when you see this, or is this just, again, all part of it? Everyone's experiencing kind of the same way.
Well, I know fans are panicking just because it's so new. I mean, it's even jolting for us, right? I mean, you see it and you go, damn, you know. But I think as far as the Cowboy basketball program, they lost four guys immediately. And, you know, the other thing we're not privy to here a lot, Brady, is did the coaches ask them to look for greener pastures? Mm-hmm. Because I know the Cowboys four guys are losing on the basketball team right now. They didn't play. I mean, they just flat didn't play. And you have to wonder, your mind starts to wonder, and you go, did Jeff Linder go through this gauntlet of a Mountain West and then go through the NCAA tournament and think to himself, you know, those guys could not beat Indiana, and we don't have time to develop. We need to win now, and we need to keep this momentum going. And I don't know if that's the case, but we're not privy to it, so your mind kind of runs a little.
And that's a great point, too, because so many, I mean, this is why I think, and I love what you do, and you have to be respectful of this now. You know, it's so easy to just say so-and-so transferred, but it is worth saying, why did they transfer? Was it because the coach said, here's the deal, man, you're playing, I mean, the Rams had a starter, and DeShaun Thomas, he's leaving, so you might not get the playing time that you think. You know, we got guys coming in. Ultimately, I think, you know, CU's Tad Boyle said it, I am looking for your replacement as soon as you get signed up here. So you do wonder how much of that actually goes on. So talk to us about the state of basketball then, with what's like right now, today, March 31st, Cody, what does the starting rotation look like? What do the starters look like for Wyoming?
Well, I think they look exactly the same, minus Drake Jeffries. And, of course, like David Roddy, Hunter Maldonado's test in the waters a little bit in the NBA. I think a lot of people feel Hunter will be back for his sixth year, which is crazy. But aside from Drake Jeffries, who, of course, was you know, the Cowboys' top three-point man last year, aside from him, they all should be intact, really. The other three they lost saw very few minutes throughout the season. So I think it also excites Jeff Linder, because if you remember, the day he got hired on St. Patrick's Day 2020, and that's the day that basically the world shut down. And all he did was, you know, haul in the number one recruiting class in the Mountain West over Zoom calls to a team that had won 8 games. So I think he's a great recruiter, and I think he's excited to open up some of these spots so he can actually go out and recruit, because if those guys would have stayed, you know, they would have had maybe one scholarship to mess around with. Now they have a few. So it's a nice problem to have. They got a kid named Caden Powell, 6'9 kid, who I believe just won player of the year in his district in Waco, Texas, freshman coming in. So they're excited about him, especially on the defensive end of the floor. And I think they got a few more scholarships to play with. And Jeff Linder has done nothing but bring in great players. So I think the fan base should believe.
Yeah, so kind of almost keeping the same core intact, again, assuming what the situation looks like for Hunter. I think both Hunter, I think Roddy will be back too. I think that he's probably going to be told maybe second round or something, go increase your stock one more year. So Wyoming probably reloading with maybe some big guys coming in that could provide some instant help.
Yeah, well, I mean, have you checked the transfer portal since we've been on the phone? I mean, you never know.
No, that's the thing, man. I can't keep it straight anymore. I don't know how you do it. I refresh, and then I forget. I'm like, oh, yeah, that guy transferred. I forgot about that. So it's so new. What was Pro Day like for you guys? I didn't get a chance to get up there, Cody. I did talk to a lot of people at CSU's Pro Day. And obviously they're high on that linebacker, of course. But talk to us about how they showed out and where you think, you know, what's the ceiling look like for some of these guys?
Yeah, so obviously the main attraction is Chad Muma. But he did most of his work at the Combine in Indianapolis last month. And he still ran through some drills and stuff. And 29 of the 32 teams were in attendance, you know, mostly to see Chad. And you think about all those fans that were there for Josh Allen, or all those scouts that were there for Josh Allen. That got a couple of guys, other guys seen. You know, Rico Gafford, who was with the Broncos practice squad last year, who's now in Green Bay, he ran a 4.2, and all of a sudden he's in the NFL, and nobody ever thought that would happen. So Chad Muma bringing all 29 of those scouts basically by himself really got some eyes on some of his teammates. And Logan Wilson happened to be there in the crowd in attendance and had a chance to talk to Logan, and I said, do you think Chad will go before you? And Logan, of course, went early in the third round, and he said, absolutely, he's going to go before me. And the other thing he said is, you know, hey, you know, Logan's the most humble guy you'll ever meet. But he said, you know, maybe I kind of opened some doors that, hey, it's not very risky to take a middle linebacker from Wyoming early in the draft. And I think we saw that.
What about the first round? Because, I mean, I heard some people say that suddenly they're changing their line of thinking. Maybe he could be a first rounder because that need for middle linebacker is starting to pop up for several teams.
Yeah, and man, he looks every bit the part. He's 6'3". He's in the best shape of his life. Man, he looks unbelievable. He basically looks like the defensive version of Trey McBride. I mean, really, he is absolutely yoked, and he's fast, and he's in the top three in almost every category for linebackers. So, and I think with that, with what Logan Wilson has done in his short NFL career so far, I think, you know, that is going to open some doors here for Chad Muma, and that is going to make some NFL personnel say, hey, small school G5 program, yeah, look what his buddy did. And Muma sat behind Wilson for 2 years in Laramie. So I think it's just, Chad, the sky's the limit for that dude. He's going to be your perfect, perfect teammate. He's going to give you no trouble. All he's going to do is bust his tail, and very cerebral player. I'm really excited to see how high he goes.
But you know, Cody, he'd look good in blue and orange, my man.
He would.
I think, you know, the Broncos got Josie Jewell. They re-signed him, but that's still one of their, you know, they don't have major needs right now, but that's one of their needs. One of the guys I was talking to yesterday said, you know, if the Broncos can get crafty enough and move in, you know, early second round or even into that late first, they might be looking at Chad at that point.
Oh, that would be sweet. After they whiffed on Josh Allen, it's the least they could do, right?
Don't remind me, man. Wyoming fans just got to be, you know, they love their Josh Allen, but imagine if Allen's a Bronco, like all of that, the beacon that shines on the Wyoming program on a weekly basis, too. So I think everybody's just regretting that one.
I got to tell you, I covered Michigan State at that time, and I was in my living room in Michigan watching that draft, and I said, oh, my God, Josh is still on the board. The Broncos are coming up. Oh, my God, this is going to happen. And, boy, did they rip your heart right out of your chest.
I mean, and he is, like, the perfect quarterback for Elway. Tall, you know, tough, gritty. He can run. He can get hit. He can, you know, he can throw. Great arm. I thought for sure. Now, it's funny, Cody, I did predict – I said the Broncos, because I knew John Elway's draft, the way he drafted, I said they're going to take the best player available at 5, and I had a feeling it was going to be Bradley Chubb, and again, I didn't want that, Josh Allen for sure, but I had a feeling that's where they were going, so I hated to be right about that. And I love to be right, but that was the one time that I really hated to be right.
I don't know if you've ever asked yourself this question, Brady, but as a lifelong Broncos fan, I've asked myself, who is the greatest quarterback the Denver Broncos have ever drafted? It might be Brian Greasy. I mean, it sure as hell wasn't Plummer. It wasn't Elway. It wasn't Manning. Who was it?
It's true. I mean, Brian Greasy's probably right up there, man. I mean, that's a great point because we all know the Elway situation and Manning and Plummer, those guys in the trade. I mean, that's a really good question, man. Wow. That's nuts.
It's terrifying to think about, but I mean, literally, Jay Cutler's in that conversation.
Maybe Jay Cutler. You know, and that's sad, isn't it? Well, who knows? Maybe Drew Locke will go on to do something crazy for Seattle, and we can go back and say, yeah, it was Drew Locke, just not for the Broncos.
Well, hopefully the Colts will hand us another one here after Russell Wilson's done.
Yeah, right. If you just have to wait 6 years in between to get another stuff, I can wait 6 years to get a shot at a Super Bowl. I'm fine with that.
Been pretty spoiled for all this griping, haven't we?
No doubt about it. Hey, okay, so our Method Flow Products poll question of the day today, and I can help. I'll refresh this for you if you don't know. Who's your favorite Colorado MVP? You got Elway, Manning, Davis, Larry Walker. A Rocky did get an MVP. Sakic, Forsberg, and now Nikola Jokic. We're talking about that because we know Joker's getting ready to get another one. So who's your favorite MVP?
Well, that's really easy for me because I hate all Colorado teams except the Broncos. So I was born in 1983. I love John Elway. I always loved him. My family's all Packers fans, and I grew up with no cable, but the Broncos played on Channel 5. So I love John Elway so much. I still do, and I would have really hated to see the Broncos have to fire him. So I'm so thankful for him, and the moments he gave me in my life I'll never, ever forget.
Well, 38% of our hooligans agree with you. That's the leading candidate. It's John Elway. Last place on this is Terrell Davis. I was kind of shocked on it. It's Larry Walker second. So
yeah, they wouldn't have won without Terrell, no question about it. And Larry Walker was an incredible player.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know Nikola Jokic or whatever if he walked into my living room right now.
Oh, Cody, man, we were bonding. You're killing me now. Oh,
I can't
boy.
Watch that NBA show.
Cody,
no,
I know. There's certainly there's a group that just hates the NBA. I hear you. I do. Especially when you get crazy calls like what we saw last night with the Nuggets. Cody, my man, what are you working on for us so we can check out?
Oh, boy. Football, and more football. I don't know if you've heard the news, but Wyoming lost a couple of quarterbacks to the old portal. So checking in with the new guys. Spoke with Andrew Peasley, the Utah State transfer, a couple days ago, and a really good guy, really. He actually got some nice tips from Levi Williams about Laramie and the team, and he's definitely got that date circled for when the Aggies come to War Memorial Stadium in October. So doing a lot of football. We have access today, heading over the hill actually here shortly to go talk to bother some more dudes.
I love it, man. Keep up the great work. And I really appreciate you jumping on with us, man. It's a blast.
Absolutely. Always, Brady. Thank you so much.
All right, my man. Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. He's not a Joker fan, though. I mean, everything else, we were there. 25 minutes after the hour. Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Who's your favorite Colorado sports MVP? Is it Elway? Is it Walker? Is it Sakic? Is it Joker? Is it Forsberg? Is it Manning? Or is it Terrell Davis? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. And get rolling. Noob said Tim Tebow. On that note, we will take a break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.